ask if there's any the submission of any questions for next meeting.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Councillor Mudford, yeah, could council look into a disabled car park in Miller Street outside the pathology office? Would that be possible? Is this the right place to bring this up?
Yep, sure is.
Yeah, disabled car park outside pathology office in Miller Street.
So report on the provision of a disabled car park.
Yep, for next meeting.
Right.
Thank you.
So normally when we have a sit down face to face, we put these in writing. That's fine. If there's no other questions, Mr. Elsham, would you please do the honours? The national anthem, please, Neil.
I haven't got it here.
Right, how long going to sing it? Councillor Mockler.
O God, in all councils' deliberations, so inspire that wise decisions are made in all things. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. On behalf of council, I would acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and offer my respects to elders past, present and future. Councillors, Mr. Neves has started recording the meeting. I just remind you that it is a recorded meeting. We have no apologies. Do we have any declarations of interest?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. For the record, Councillor Mockler, I have declared an interest in agenda items pages 14 to 16, which is the Turrawinna CWA Telstra 4G cell project. I've disclosed my interest is non-pecuniary but significant, and which I'll depart during the course of that conversation on that subject.
Okay. Any other declarations?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Walker speaking. Page 25, inspection of food premise buildings. That would be a significant pecuniary interest as the owner of the Armour Tree Hotel. I'm not sure of the page number in regards to the federal government stimulus money, but I would also be declaring a significant, or the lesser one, whatever that is.
Same as me, I think.
Yeah, so,
okay.
And I won't be leaving the meeting for that one, Mr. Mayor.
Right. Julie will send you the form, and it's the Local Roads Community Infrastructure Program on page 3.
Page 3, there you go.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other declarations of interest, councillors? I'll take it as those two. Confirmation of the minutes held on the 19th of May. Someone willing to move the acceptance of those?
Happy to do that, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Walker. Do I have a seconder? Do I have a seconder?
Baker.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Baker. Are there any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put the acceptance as all in favour.
Aye.
Against? Carried. We move on to the reports. And the first report there is the Mayor's monthly commitments, which are pretty slim on the ground given COVID. Are there any questions on anything in that report?
No, just with the quite a spiteful letter that come to councillors in the last few days, can you or Dave or both of you give an update on the stakeholders and what's going on there, please?
Okay. We had a request from a number of landholders down the southern part of the Shire who have met with council on two previous occasions to give them an update on inland rail. We had asked them for an agenda or a list of questions. They declined to provide that. They came to the meeting on the 9th. I think there was seven of them, seven residents. And I updated them on the two meetings we'd had during May, the Zoom meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister and Member for Parks and the New South Wales Regional Transport Minister in regard to grade separations on state highways and in particular Gill Council's involvement with the Oxley Highway and the Castlereagh Highway. And at those meetings, the Deputy Prime Minister has taken the matter away for further consideration and consultation with both the New South Wales Government and ARTC. The meeting, those details were dealt with probably in about 10 minutes. The meeting proceeded for an hour and a half, and we revisited the alignment, what Gilgandra Council is doing. They expressed concerns about the long-term economic viability that Gilgandra would get out of this. And I will say they made some derogatory comments in regard to the general manager in regard to the meeting in Canberra back in about 2018 where we took landholders in, suggesting that he'd influenced the route alignment to look after his relatives. So it wasn't the best of meetings. In the finish, I did ask Mr. McBurney. I asked him whether he minded if I spoke directly. He invited me to do so, and I suggested to the gathered ensemble that it was like a dog returning to its vomit. This was the third time we'd been through the alignment of the route and all this sort of thing. So, and the meeting ended there. And then I received that letter last night, as you all did. I have got at my disposal a draft reply, which I will be working on together with the general manager over the next 24 hours, and we'll be responding in detail to Mrs. McBurney. I'll make a copy of that available to councillors, with the intention that both Mrs. McBurney's letter and mine will be put on Council's website with our inland rail documentation. So if there's no further question, did you want to make any comments, Mr. Nees?
Yeah, thank you, Doug. Just to add to that, Doug, an outcome of that meeting, we were asked the question about whether we could make representation to inland rail about the alignment been located within the green lanes or the paper road, which we gave an undertaking that we would make a request on their behalf through to Inland Rail, on which we did. Subsequently, from that discussion, there was a number of landholders within that group that elected to be party to that request, and there were some that chose to be removed from that request, but nevertheless we made that representation on their behalf through to Inland Rail, and they have subsequently responded and those two, the two people that are particularly interested in having the Inland Rail traverse the paper road as opposed to their land have been are in receipt of a copy of that. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to add to your comments, and in particular where the letter talks about the comment that I made in relation to whether there was going to be any benefits in the Shire, and I would like to put this into context. That was a question that was proposed, I believe, in an absolute sense. And yes, my response was I don't know what the benefit would be, because at the moment we don't know exactly what the benefits would be. So to put that comment into perspective, whilst we have a number of irons in the fire, we're doing a lot of work around strategic work and our planning work on trying to optimise the benefits of Inland Rail to our community, particularly around the construction hub initiatives. Comment that Mrs. McBurney made reference to in that letter is true. On the other hand, I believe it's a little bit misleading in the sense that we're not in a position to be able to say what, in an absolute sense, what the benefits would be, because that is an unknown.
No, thanks, Doug.
Hey, any other council got any other questions? If not, I'd move that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes. Carried. Okay, councillors, the next report is our local roads and community infrastructure program, which is the allocation of $878,000 to Gilgandra Shire by the federal government. And staff are looking for a recommendation in regard to the utilisation of those funds. There has been some discussion within council about the possible use of those funds, in that $200,000 of it be allocated for the Kiwi Heritage Centre upgrade, $250,000 for the Leeches Creek Berrida Innes Vale Road upgrade, $75,000 for the Armatree War Memorial Precinct project, and the remainder of the funds to be allocated to our rural roads betterment program to be formulated by the Director of Technical Services. Is someone in a position to move that recommendation that the allocation be on those basis?
Mr. Mayor, before we do that, can we just add with an inclusion there that subject to the release of the final guidelines and the eligibility of the projects, please?
Thank you,
The guidelines aren't released at this point, but we are expecting them sooner than later.
Release of the final guidelines.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to move that motion based on those notations as to the allocation of those funds.
Right. Thanks, Councillor Mockler. Do I have a seconder?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Thanks, Councillor Wrigley. Is there any further discussion on that?
Mr. Mayor, yeah, can I ask a question? That Leeches Creek Berrida Innisfail Road upgrade, is that the P road at the end of it? Is it the causeway and that part
yeah,
at
the end of the road? As I understand it, one that's subject to all the flood damage every time it rains out there.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, there's 750 metres there of road from where the turnoff is on Leeches Creek there, heading west through to where the Leeches Creek crosses Leeches Creek Road, and there's an area there where it, frequently scours the road and washes away any sort of road paper material that we have put on that road.
Okay, councillor.
Oh, excuse me, Doug. I was going to ask Dave, what are you looking at, culverts, or are you just a floodway across the road?
Look, that's probably a better question directed to Daryl. But look, why our discussion is around a sealed, you know, reconstructing the road with a seal, with still leaving it as a floodway as opposed to culvert.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because the problem is down in that area, like many other roads around the Shire, is that there's a number of contour banks that sort of restrict water to flowing through its natural flows, and that's a particular area where it's sort of historical land uses has probably channelized water to run directly down the road, and that's what happens when we get big flows. It runs down the road and washes out the road pavement. So with a black top on that, with some reasonable sort of drain head site, may prevent a lot of that damage.
Yeah, thanks, sir.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? I declare it carried. The next report is the review of Council's policies, which is part of the annual review, in regard to corporate image, communications and aged care standards, which are not only on the website, but also as an attachment to the business paper. Could I have someone move the recommendation that we note the various changes and be adopted?
Yeah, I'll move that.
I'll move that.
Thanks. Councillor Pearce, Councillor Mudford, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. The rising sun structure, and this is the project undertaken by the Charles State University engineering students, which I believe their presentation today was very professional and gives us some firm data going forward to finalise the installation of this rising sun feature. And there's a resolution there on page 9. We note and acknowledge the work and support the completion of the project and endorse the location on the walkway.
Yeah, I'll move that.
Thanks, Councillor Wrigley. Do you have a second?
I'm happy to do that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Walker, thank you. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Integrated planning and reporting.
Took a while to get that done.
Does. Integrated planning and reporting, the adoption of the operational plan and associated budget. As we're aware, it's been on display for the required 28 days. And perhaps with some disappointment, we note that there has been no submissions on it. So it's there for adoption. Noting just a change, we probably need to put this in the resolution, Julie, noting the change in the borrowing requirements, giving the Building Better Region funds allocation to the library. Which Ms. McAnally-Owen has included in the document. Adopted, and that the operational okay, councillors, are we happy with that?
Do we need to articulate what the change is? It is 1.5 million.
changing budgets for BBR of 1.5 million. Would that suffice, Councillor Mockler?
I would thought you'd add reduction in loans.
Right, okay, yeah, sorry.
Reduction in borrowings.
I'll leave it to your wordsmithing skills, please.
I don't want to confuse you. budget be altered, noting 1.5 million reduction in loan borrowings for the library, is it? BBR? Yeah. For the library.
Library/community hub, please.
library/. What was that, Mr. GN? The library slash
community hub.
Community hub. Yes.
I'm happy that with 1.5 to be precise. It's 1.479772. So 1,479,772.
Cool. Yeah, that's close.
Right, we'll fix that up then.
Yeah, that's fine. So I'm happy with that variation and amendment along those lines.
Good day. Thanks, Councillor Mockler. Can I have a second, please?
Yeah, I better support Mock, please.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Pitt. I think it'd be remiss of us to adopt that without acknowledging the staff input to it. It's sometimes a trying process every time this year when we go through this, and the staff put a lot of effort into it. So I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. Interest on overdue rates. This is, yes, more a part of the state government's legislating on behalf of councils, for better or worse, in response to the COVID crisis. So the council won't be charging interest on overdue rates for the period 1st of July 31st of December, and after that period we note the maximum rate available on overdue rates is 7%. Someone like to move that?
Yeah, I'll move it, Doug.
Thanks, Councillor Wrigley. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Mudford, I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried.
Aye.
Mayor and councillor fees, and this is once again where the Government Remuneration Tribunal declared that there will be no increase in fees for mayors and councillors for the next financial year, but we do need to set the rate for a rural council. At the moment, Gilgenga Mayor and Councillor have paid the maximum. And if we elect that way, that'll go forward next year with no CPI-type increases to it. So I need someone to move one way or the other,
John. I'm happy to support that, Mr. Mayor, but we set it at the maximum rate as per our continued practice of the last number of years.
Thanks, Councillor Walker. Do I have a seconder?
Yeah, I'll
second it. Okay, Councillor Pitt, I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. Tour Awareness CWA.
I shall vacate the meeting, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Is Mr. Al Chenil there?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. So, if I could summarise this, the project was available in previous times and the cost, I think, was $120,000 to whoever for this type of structure to service Tarawena Village.
Just hang on one sec.
How are you going now? You online, Mr. Alshin?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Right. Okay, so it was $120,000 over a period of time that Tarawena CWA and other service organisations out there have championed the project to the value now where they need $40,000, which will provide 4G coverage properly located in the centre of Tarawena to the Tarawena Village area. And yeah, there is expectation that it will cover the showground. The CWA asked council to support them financially, and they've got, I think, The report says at the moment they've got $3,000. I've had some informal chats just over this morning with some Tarawana residents, and they believe if council could find its way to fund $30,000 off this project, the community could raise another $7,000 to make up the $40,000 total.
Mr. Mayor?
Yep.
Are you finished?
I am. Sorry. Yes.
Okay. Well, I've just got something in the back of my memory from the last couple of years, and the state government, well, firstly, the thing that I probably was going to say is not that I don't want to support the project, but the cost of, I suppose, telecommunications is not something that's normally borne by local government. Now, if we go back a couple of years ago in my memory, under the Regional Growth Fund, which is a New South Wales government bundle of money, they split that into six different categories, I believe. Sporting infrastructure, regional development, and telecommunications was another one. So I'd like to move a recommendation, Mr. Mayor, that the Gilgandra Shire Council approach the New South Wales government for the full $40,000. Out of that telecommunications/regional growth fund bucket. If that is not successful, that the Gilgandra Shire Council support the project for the tune of $30,000 with the $10,000 contribution coming from the Tarawana community.
Okay, thanks for that, Councillor Walker. So, Mr. Neves, we'd be in a position to make an approach or an application to that Regional Growth Fund if it's still operative?
We'll certainly make representation, Mr. Mayor. The exact fund at this point would be, I need to clarify that, but certainly we may be able to make representation through the Department of Regional New South Wales as to the appropriate fund. But the intent of the intent of the resolution is that we look at external funding from New South Wales State Government without sort of dwelling on what sort of fund it is. If we just make mention of that, and we're happy to do so.
Okay, Councillor Walker, in your resolution, would you like to put at the end there that such a contribution would be considered at the August budget review?
No, I would be quite happy with that, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah. Okay. So that's moved by Councillor Walker. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Murphy. Is there any questions or alterations to that? Any dissent? If not, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Yeah, the privatisation of Telstra has been really successful.
Mr. Mayor, I'll go and grab Councillor Mockler.
Thank you. The next report there, Mr. Alston, you want to speak to that?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We've had an approach from both codes now regarding their oval fees for the year and whether there's going to be a reduction given that they haven't been able to start their competitions. So that's the general gist of the report, is that given the other requests that we've acceded to, with the restrictions with COVID-19, it would seem fair that the fees for the period of the COVID be waived.
Is there any reason why this didn't go through the Sports Council?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, only that it's in between meetings.
Yeah, fair enough, righto. Okay, and there is a glimmer of hope with some sort of competition in the Castle A League, and it looks like Western Plains are going to have a crack. So there may be some sport played there.
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor, our understanding as of today is that leagues, we've put together a bookings for the Oval from the 18th of July for league. And we've been advised informally that Galar Rugby will be kicking off. My understanding is at about the same time. So.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So, councillors, just a recommendation there that we waive it for the appropriate period.
Happy to move that, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Mockler.
Councillor Mockler, do I have a seconder?
Councillor Wrigley.
Thanks, Councillor Wrigley. There's no further discussion. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, Gary. The Capital Road and Urban Works Program for 2020-21. And this is something Mr. Cole alluded to earlier in regard to the work that the infrastructure team have got on in the capital basis. And just the adoption of that or the be adopted, please. The recommendation there on page 18 that the 2021 Road and Urban Work Program be adopted.
Happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Walker. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Mudford. Put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. The local strategic planning statements. And it is heartening to see some response to this public display. Mr. Matheson, do you want to speak to that? Are you on channel?
Mr. Mayor, the director. He's there. I think he's listening. I don't know whether he can speak.
Yeah, he needs to.
Lindsay, if you're listening, could you go into Councillor Mockler, please?
Here he is. He's been a driver.
Yeah. That wouldn't work. Yes, that's through you, Mr.
Talking the strategic planning statement there, Mr. Matheson.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, there was a number of submissions as outlined in the report, and there was also a couple of submissions yesterday from Department of Planning and Heritage New South Wales. Both all valid concerns, which Council opened that up to the floor of Council to discuss the ones outlined in the report. But the ones from Department of Planning, basically they have indicated, we had a discussion that they're currently comfortable with the current draft for adoption and recommended no further changes from what Heritage New South Wales has outlined in their report. So I'd open that up to the floor based on the submissions raised by Helen Nath and the Cancer Council, if there's any comment around that.
Well, Mr. Mayor, can I just say this? I've read through and studied those submissions, and I agree totally with the director's comments in relation to the, I guess, conclusion that the matters raised, whilst relevant and valid, they are more day-to-day operational matters more than relevant to an overarching plan, which is what this document is. So, and the comments within the report address those very factors. I would move, subject to any further discussion, the adoption of the recommendation.
Okay, as presented.
Yes.
Okay, that's moved by Councillor Mockler. Do I have a seconder?
Yeah.
Thank you. Who was that, Councillor Peart?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Thank you. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes. Carried. And there will be formal responses to those submissions, won't there?
Yeah, well, I've actually had early discussions with Helen Nath before the meeting, so I'll respond to Helen in due course.
Right. Okay. The local heritage places and advisor funding. Just a report for notation there on the 2019-20 applications and the work undertaken. And that's just a report for notation. Unless anyone's got any questions, Ms. Smithson? If not, would someone like to move that recommendation?
Yeah, I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mockler.
Do you have a seconder?
Yeah, thanks, Councillor Naden. There's no further discussion. I'll put that all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. Annual food shop inspections that Councillor Walker declared an interest in. And this is just...
Yeah, I'll just quickly leave the meeting, Mr. Mayor.
Right, thank you. This is part of the... Yeah, response to COVID and the recommendation there that the $100 inspection fee be waived. Someone like to move that? Councillor Mudford, Councillor Baker. I'll put that all those in favour.
Aye.
Aye.
The committee meetings for adoption, the Economic Development Committee. With a recommendation on page 30 that those minutes be adopted, if there's no questions. Someone like to move that way?
Yeah, Councillor Mockler.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler. Do I have a seconder?
Councillor Wrigley.
Thanks, Councillor Wrigley. I'll put that all those in favour.
All right.
Committee meetings for notation, the Consultative Committee. There's two meetings there. On the 2nd and the 16th of June, an extraordinary meeting, the interagency meeting, and a recommendation there after the local emergency management committee meeting, that those minutes be noted on page 43. Someone like to move that they be noted? Thanks, Councillor Naden.
Baker.
Thanks, Councillor Baker. No further discussion. I'll put all in favour. Carried.
Aye.
Reports for information and notation. Statement of bank balances. The account balances and investments. Outstanding matters from previous meetings. I did note an email from Councillor Mockler.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, and I think Mr. Neves has addressed that in a response to say that I don't have it in front of me, but perhaps he can refresh my memory, but that's being dealt with in the appropriate way and with great priority at this stage.
Okay. Yeah. Right, and then the tour of Telstra Tower we've dealt with today, and most of those are in some sort of action. The development applications and the report in regard to numbers and waiting days, etc. And the recommendation on page 50, does that report be noted?
Question, Mr. Mayor.
Yep.
The Mudford's Road has been going on for a long time. The minister's dead. Who is the minister?
He might have died.
Mr. Mayor, I'll let Julie respond to that one. She's been kind enough to follow that up.
Yes, councillors, I've asked them again this in the last couple of days, and they haven't got around to redoing all the paperwork. I think you'll remember me telling you a couple of meetings ago that they apparently submitted it and then the minister changed and the paperwork got lost. So they haven't got around to finishing preparing the paperwork to submit again. That's where it's at. I did ask for a time frame and none has been forthcoming at this stage.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Sorry, Mr. Mayor. Julie, are you able to elaborate? We write to Roy Butler on this one.
I don't know.
I haven't signed anything to Roy in regard to Mopeds Road.
Yeah, okay. I wonder whether that's another avenue of approach for this, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
With Luke's bridge being renewed, so what would be the use of Mudford's Road then? Would it have a use?
School bus, Councillor Pitt, school bus.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah. So Daryl's there with his road hierarchy. What is Mudford's Road?
The road, Mr. Mayor, belongs to the forestry. We started off before this term of councillors that was transferred into the Gilshire. The Gilshire has been maintained for 100 years and we should send a bill.
Mr. Mayor, to answer that question, it's a secondary through road.
Right, okay. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Okay, I'll go back to page 50, the recommendation of those reports be noted.
Aye.
Thanks. Councillor Peer, do I have a seconder?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Thanks, Councillor Munford. I'll Councilor put Munford. All those in favour. Aye, again.
Aye. Sorry, Doug.
Carry. The praises of Category B correspondence. The Minister for Road Safety, New Light Task Force and the Arana Joint Organisation minutes held on the 29th of May. And the recommendation that correspondence be noted.
Councillor Mockler.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler. Seconded.
Wrigley.
Thanks, Councillor Wrigley. I'll put that all those in favour.
Aye.
Against councillors, we have one late report there following a request from the Gilgeen to CWA branch for funding for banners to place to advertise. I think it's the monthly CWA markets. My recollection, I haven't got the report in front of me, my recollection is that it's not funded.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. This was a request initially to the DCP, and when they missed out on the DCP, the CWA have come back to us to ask whether council would consider sponsoring the three banners at a cost of, I think it's around about $1,400 for the three, to go up on the banner poles to advertise their markets, which they flagged will be starting again at the beginning of August.
So I'm in your hands, councillors.
Do we have a fund for this sort of request?
Not that I'm aware of, Councillor Mockler.
No, that's correct.
Probably called a general fund.
Or a donations bucket?
No.
But you don't have an allocation there.
Okay.
Maybe they should ask the Lions Club.
Well, I do recognise the fact that council does waive the CWA rates each year, or pay them.
difficult issue.
It is. Councillors, I'm once again in your hands. Staff have asked to consider it. Yay or nay?
I'll move that we reject the application or request.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler. Do I have a seconder?
Yeah, Greg Peart. Yep.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Peart. Is there any further discussion on that?
Oh, could I just say that I don't enjoy making that recommendation to reject it, but we have to be responsible with our budgeting and requests, and I think, unfortunately, that's the appropriate way to go.
Okay, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? I'll declare it carried. And with due cheerios to the Walker girls, I'll declare the meeting closed at 4:43.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, councillors. I look forward to our next meeting, which hopefully will be back to some sort of normality.